Great start to the programme. Coldplay and Viva La Vida, 10 past two. Steve with you until 4 o'clock. And we're going to crack on with the programme today. Loads to squeeze in, as always, including news a little later of a scheme that will interest parents, grandparents, concerning the kids, and a new way of learning at school. Now, don't glaze over, because I tell you, it's great fun. It involves a denim doll called Nobody. And apparently this new scheme, well, it works with the really little ones, and it also works with some of the older kids too. We'll find out more from the creator, who's from Canada, visiting Essex. One school in Essex is taking it up already. It's doing remarkable business, actually, all over the world. So we'll find out more about that on the show. Paul Simon. And You Can Call Me Al. I prefer Steve, but I know it's the old gag. I tell you, I'd rather be called Al than Nobody. I'm going to introduce you to Nobody on the programme right now, and I'm not joking, because he's sitting right alongside me. He's accompanied by two people, is Nobody. Kelly Clark and Amanda Lawler are with me in the studio. Kelly's come a long way to see us today, and Amanda not quite so far. They're both involved with teaching young people, and Kelly's come over from t'other side of the Atlantic. So first let's say hello to Kelly Clark. Hello.
Good afternoon.
And Nobody's a very good friend of yours.
Yes.
And Amanda, you've got to know, Amanda Lawler, you've got to know Nobody very well, haven't you?
I certainly have.
Here in Essex. In fact, he's now appearing in two schools.
He is, yes. Last year, I took Nobody with me to a school in Leigh-on-Sea, Darlinghurst Primary School. And now I've since moved schools and he's come with me and he's at Thorpe Dean Juniors in Shoeburyness.
People are saying, what the heck is he talking about? How can you take Nobody with you? Well, Nobody, well, maybe I ought to let Kelly explain who Nobody is. Mm. He's a denim doll.
Yes, basically a mysterious box arrives in the classroom that says, to everybody, from Nobody, and inside is Nobody. It's a blue denim doll. It has no age, no gender, no ethnic or cultural identity, friends or character, interests or abilities. And the idea is that everybody helps Nobody become somebody, and they do that by figuring out their strengths and using them to help others.
I'm glad you said that, because it's a bit of a mouthful.
Yeah.
In a sentence, that's what Nobody does and is. Yeah. And at the moment, well, he's ever so cute, because he hasn't even got a face. When he first appears out of the suitcase, he or she, because I should say he or she, because no gender, it's got nothing at all, really. You can just see it is the shape of a doll. And very cute. It sort of has a cuteness about it. Now, This scheme, you came up with this scheme, Kelly, a little while ago, and I know it's done remarkably well over in the States and in Canada, hasn't it?
Thank you. Yeah, it's been, because it is such an open possibility, everyone brings their own personal self to it. So you can just see how many amazing people there are out there with the ability to help others and make change. And this is just a vehicle. Nobody is a vehicle to make that change.
Would it be fair to say that it's an educational tool?
Yes, it's an educational tool. It's been used from daycare to adults for team building, but it's especially focused for key stage 1 to 4.
Translate that for me, Amanda. How does it work in an Essex school?
In an Essex school, I take it into the classroom and we introduce it to the children and say to the children, this is Nobody. You have got to take Nobody and you've got to help to turn it into somebody. And the way you're going to do that is to take one of your character traits, something that is really brilliant about your character, and you're going to use Nobody to help you do a project, and then your character will then be transferred to Nobody. And the more that the children do this, the more character traits Nobody will have, and so therefore, by the end of the year, Nobody will have become somebody.
In fact, it will have become a part of virtually every child in the class.
Absolutely.
And be quite special because of that.
Most definitely. The class that I had last year, Nobody ended up actually having a name and it became a full member of the class with its own seat. It used to come with us on school trips. And everybody absolutely loved it in the class.
I found myself watching daytime television over in the States, looking at some of your promotional stuff, Kelly. And amazed at the response that the youngsters have been giving this doll and the way they have taken it to their hearts, and it, because I suppose it's something different, and it even works with the older kids. You see, older kids are going to think, I'm not interested in dolls.
Well, they all have such unique experiences to draw on. One boy added eyes because his father was blind. He wanted to talk about the National Institute for the Blind. Another student talked about drinking and driving awareness and made a poster. And when peers are teaching their peers about this sort of thing, it really has a great impact. They pick all topics from animals, people, the environment, anything they're passionate about.
So it's not just a case of, let's take the eyes just for a moment, Amanda. It's not just a case of, you know, drawing out a pair of eyes and sticking them on the doll. It's the story that goes with those eyes.
Absolutely.
That is so important.
Absolutely. We ask the children to think about something they can help, as Kelly said, either a person, the environment, or an animal. And then they have to find out about that. They have to do something to help that animal or that person. For example, some of my children last year decided they wanted to help certain charities. One of them is Little Havens in Southend, which is a hospice for ill children. And one of the children in my class went round and collected toys, games, clothes that people didn't want anymore and took them to donate them to the charity shop that Fairhavens were running. And the reason he did that, it was a personal thing for him, was because one of his mum's friend's daughters had been looked after by Fairhavens, and sadly she'd passed away. But because they looked after her so brilliantly, he wanted to give something back to help.
Why do you think that that needs this vehicle then, in order for that child to do that? Because that stands alone as a project, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
But somehow nobody has brought that, made it easier, has it?
Most definitely. Oh gosh, yes. It gives the children something tangible, gives them, it sort of helps them to realise that through doing this they will be helping not only the people that they're helping, for example, Fairhavens, but also they are helping to create this new person within their class that is a part of everybody. And they want to impart their character or their little bit into nobody to help make this somebody by the end of the year.
I think they even get to take nobody home for a while, don't they?
They do.
To care for.
It's just set up by 3 quick DVD lessons, and then it's just self-running. It goes home with each student for a whole week, and then they bring it back. It's like a baton in a relay race. It goes to the next student. They get their chance. Many projects, though, last the entire year, but that's their special week to work on their project.
And by listening to BBC Essex today, you see, when the kids start coming home and talking to you about nobody, at least you'll have some idea what on earth's going on. We'll talk some more about it after Kellis with CeeLo, and this is Little Star. Little Star, it's BBC Essex with Steve Scruton, 3:20. And I've introduced you this afternoon to my special guest, Nobody, who's turned out to be a doll with absolutely no character. Well, it starts with no character, ends its life at the end maybe of the school term with a fabulous character, because it takes on traits of the youngsters in the class and the projects they've been discussing throughout the term. And I've just seen 2 completed nobodies who've become somebody. In fact, just get that one out again for me, Kelly, because this one here is wearing a baseball cap. It has eyes, eyebrows, nose. It's got a beard. It's got a rather snazzy T-shirt, trousers, trainers. It's got a bear. It's holding a bear in its hand. And all of these items that have been attached to Nobody tell a story.
Right. For example, this running shoe is attached. It has a piece of duct tape over the logo. And the idea was, this student talked about child labour and the injustice of it and just how lucky they are to live in a country where that doesn't happen. This student added a frog's tongue because they talked about the wetlands.
I thought that was a beard and it's a frog's tongue.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry.
It could be one too.
I'm looking closer now. Yeah, it's a frog's tongue, yeah.
they love the wetlands, and they just saw how much construction was happening, and they wanted to create awareness about that in the projects.
So when the children attach these items to Nobody, they then take this as a project. They talk to the rest of the class about their project.
Right.
They create the project at home in paper, in colour, in art. And the whole thing comes to life. Is that how it works?
Right. There's 2 products at the end of the program. There's a scrapbook full of stories and pictures, and that's the literacy component, because students are reading, writing, and have oral and visual communication. And then Nobody itself is 3-dimensional art. It's a chance to stand up and talk about something inside yourself. A lot of times... Yeah, so...
How on earth did you come up with this idea, Kelly? You must be living life on the edge.
I took my PGCE in London, and I did a lot of supply teaching for 2 years and was a full-time teacher, and I just saw how important respect was in a classroom. And everyone knows respect is important, but people are confused about how to build respect. They think it's being having the right friends or wearing the right clothes, and I just wanted students to realize everyone's special, unique, and not to hide those parts of themselves, to really discover what they are and share them and build their sense of self based on their actions and who they are.
And it's going down well in Essex schools too, Amanda.
Most definitely. The children that I did it with last year and the children that are now waiting to have their turn with Nobody are so excited. They can't wait. And the ideas they've got are just phenomenal for who they're going to help and how they're going to go about doing their Nobody project.
There's a very simple DVD that people can get hold of and find out more about this. Do they have to do this directly through you, Kelly, or can they approach Amanda? What's the best way of getting more information?
The best way is just the website, or the address. The website is www.whoisnobody.com, and the email is almost the same, info@whoisnobody.com. And but that way we can easily direct you to the next steps. And in Canada, Rotary clubs have been huge supporters, donating kits to local schools, or sometimes teachers will approach Rotary clubs and ask them if they would like to donate a kit and adopt the program. And it's been really exciting getting schools and the partnerships with community service clubs like Rotary.
And I know Rotary are quite active here in Essex with this one. They want to take this on board, Amanda, and try and spread it across the county, don't they?
Yes, yes. I've been speaking with Leon C. Rotary, who came into school, and they've seen how the project works, and they are very, very keen on taking it on. So fingers crossed we can start rolling it out from here.
I think Nobody is going to come extremely famous over the next few years, don't you?
I certainly hope so.
Be great. You know, something I can almost see something like that working here at the radio station, you know, amongst the team here, putting little traits onto Nobody, who starts off as a blank canvas, well, blank doll, and ends up as quite a character.
Adults have a lot of fun with it. I think just we're that much older with all these other experiences that we can draw on and have a little bit of fun with it too.
Great to meet you both, and keep us posted. Let us know how the project is spreading across the county. Thanks to Kelly Clark, who's visiting from Canada, and Amanda Lawler, who teaches here in Essex. Latest travel news is next.
Please welcome onto the BBC Essex floor, Zoe